In the beginning of things was when the things began. But not just the things, not just the earth and the dirt on the day that it was made, other things too, things that were not so thingy, things like ideas and things like hope, things like sentiment and intimate and indiscriminate moments of life and passion and expression and flow, things like forgiveness. It was needed from the beginning, and so was dancing, and so was story. And she was there too in the beginning. She wasn't a thingy thing back then, though. This was before we broke her. She was the idea of a thing. Better than that, she was the heart of a thing, the truth of a thing, the best thing, so much more than a thing. So we gave her a name, this more than a thing. We called her humanity. And humanity was one. But she was so much more than just one, so we called part of her son, and the other part we called daughter. Son and daughter, they were children made in the image of the one who had made them, one who was no thingy thing either, one who was a loving thing, a gentle thing, a caring thing, a sacred thing, the kind of thing that takes your breath away. And anything that takes your breath away shouldn't really even be called a thing. So we gave this one a name instead, and we called them God. And this God we named was more than just a one, so we called him Father, and we called her Mother, Mother, God, Father, God. She was one, and she was more than one, just like humanity was too, one and more than one. And our plurals and personal pronouns were ways we tried to understand them, but they were never enough, and each confused the other. God, humanity, Mother, Father, Son, Daughter. The reality was all so much larger than the names we gave them, but we had to call them something. You can never really label a more than a thing. They are too expansive, too spacious for constriction, too complex, too nuanced. A name is only ever the surface splash of a deep ocean, too often judged, too often made small. So this is why we needed story. Remember, she was there from the beginning too. Story stops us from making each other into thingy things. She demands that we look deeper, demands that we not suffer someone the same reduction we too easily give them. Story proves us always as more than a label. To know a person is to know their story, the reality of who they are always and always. There is more to be seen in him, in her, in God, in mother, in father, and spirit, and son, and daughter. This is why we needed the dancing. Remember, she was there too, from the beginning, the dancing. For when they, God and humanity, joined as one movement and one song, we had no language to describe it, but we had to call it something, so we named it love. It was right to be named as such, though even this name would only ever scrape the bare surface of all that would be between them. Love, God, humanity, father, mother, son, daughter, story, dancing, love, one and many, all and every, and each so much love. Larger than their names, but we had to call them something in the beginning when all the things began.